Hi, this is Melissa Wood Tepperberg, and this is the Move with Heart podcast. Are you ready?
Just breathe it all in.
I want to talk.
I can't lie.
I was like, it's going to be short, sweet, and very spicy.
And we're going to get right into it because apparently some of you think I talk too much. I am coming off an immediate high of doing my first keynote in Austin at South by Southwest. Oh, I have Emily, our head of marketing, here with me. She's been with me this entire weekend, and I just felt like we really had to ride this wave, this momentum, and this energy that you feel after you do something you feel so incredibly called to do, but you're scared. And this feeling that I feel right now is something that I wish for every single person in the world to feel, to overcome these fears that stand so vividly in our way and to no longer dodge it, but to get curious with why we're feeling that way, to lock arms and to walk side by side with the things that scare the living shit out of us, but we know we are meant to lean into and do. And this is not just for me. This is for all of us to tap into our own strength, our own power, own our voice, and to go for the things that we know we are meant to be doing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We did it.
You did it. We're here.
Oh my.
We're literally coming straight from the first real keynote, because Em keeps saying, like, this is not your first rodeo.
Maybe I take for granted that I hear you speak every day.
But the truth is, in this format where I am speaking on a stage for like another brand, right? And owning the stage myself without a facilitator. A lot of the time I do Q&As or panels, which have been amazing and have gotten me to this point of being like, I'm good. I want to own it.
Yes. I mean, you went through all of the emotions, I feel like.
Throughout
the last, especially 24 hours, you were high, you were low.
Mm-hmm.
But then you lived through it. And now tell us how you feel.
You feel like, honestly, I feel so proud of myself. And
you should be.
I am, because this is something that I feel so called to move towards. And I've felt it for a while. In all honesty, like a good 2 years. And listen, we're busy. We're doing a lot of things, even just business as usual. It's like our days are swallowed and we're going a mile a minute. I love what I do, but I've just felt this need to share it in a different way.
Exactly. I think like talk about how you have transitioned from wanting to motivate people on the mat to motivating people in like arenas like this and how it feels different. Cause I felt it felt different.
You did.
In the best way. And I feel like more people found you and became inspired.
Thank you. Okay. It was actually said perfectly by one of the girls who waited in line after and spoke to me. And she was like, the reason why I have been a member for so long and the reason why I move with you every day is, sure, like the workouts are great and I feel they're great, but it's the energy that I give to people and like those like motivational sound bites that we need to be reminded of all the time, because this isn't just about this one thing. It's not just about moving our bodies. It's about really looking at how we live our lives and just being reminded of how connected to self we feel and how aligned with our truest being comes to life when we commit to this way of being that moves through everything that you do. It's so much more than just doing it on the mat.
Totally. Excuse me. Oh, God.
Hold on.
Wait, okay, let's talk about this.
We have
We have iced kin.
Mocktails.
Mocktails. We're in Austin, and this is the first time Emily, our head of marketing, has ever traveled with me.
Yes.
And it's just been a delight. Like, yes. Em is just a woman of many freaking talents. You became an octopus.
Yes.
On this trip. And just like
doing
the
it all.
Social, the networking, the YouTube coverage. And I've felt so supported by you this trip. Like, oh. I mean
well,
it.
It's been so fun and it's not over. So
it's not over.
Cheers.
Cheers to our kin.
Mocktails.
We got these today at Sun Life Organic. I'm like, we have to get the kin. We need a little nootropic to celebrate.
So tasty. Mm-hmm. So I feel like what I want to like go deeper in is the way that you are actually able to share your story on stage in a different way and using that as guidance for people to feel like they have the power to change their lives. That to me is where I think is the inflection point of change of this format versus the mat.
Right. Because I feel like in this format, I do dive a lot deeper. It's about sharing my story so that people can see themselves in even just something maybe that I've gone through, that someone else is going through or has gone through. And it's this self-reflection and this moment of understanding that no matter where you came from, no matter the challenges that we're faced with all the time. And for me, it was like having a very dysfunctional childhood and growing up in a broken home was really hard for me and all my siblings. And I think the pushing down and the running and escaping from it is what had me go through like my darkest time and my darkest hour of life or hours, years of just no longer wanting to live that way and to bring that forward into the way that I was living my life. It's like, it's just this beautiful reminder for self. And what I really took away from like the second I stepped off the stage today, I was like, yes, I moved through a fear. Like I was able to stand there and own the stage for, I think you said 30 minutes?
30 minutes. I think they told us she had 15. I was like, good luck to the people counting the minutes.
Put a mic in my hand and mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. But I walked away and I was like, this helped me move through something, but this wasn't for me. This was for everyone to show you your power and the power of possibility. When you see something and you feel something that scares the living, breathing shit out of you, but there's just something within that feels very called to move towards that direction of the fear and to feel the freaking fear. Like we are taught to run from it and to hide from it and to go above it and below it and around it. And when you, like today, I said to Em when we had a beautiful morning, we went out, I grounded into like a very deep meditation. I had a little situation. I found myself kind of falling into like a mood and I was like, oh, hell no. This is not going to be what I bring through my day. So I went to do a 15-minute workout and then we went on this beautiful walk. We had an amazing smoothie. We had a matcha. Like I filled myself up with the things that make me feel alive and happy and bring joy. And I was saying to Em, the old Melissa would have said like, I just can't wait to get it done. Like I can't wait until it's over. And I found that story coming up for me today. And I was like, no, I want to be present with the walk with this. I mean, look what happened at Sun Life Organic.
Oh my God.
We made the most beautiful connections with people.
Like, yeah, go get a smoothie and see what happens.
Hug a crystal.
Yeah.
You're going to connect with your people. And it just reminded me to like be present with those feelings of feeling so scared and just unsure and living in that space of the unknown is when life reveals itself in the most profound, beautiful, mysterious way. And when I was talking
on the stage today, I was like, I am so present with my voice was shaking for some of it. I could feel it in an emotional way.
A little bit of nerves. You felt it, but no one felt else.
Yeah, like I felt like the nervous shake, and then I was like, breathe, slow down, be with that. And it was just like, I like saw everyone's beaming eyes. The room was magnetic. And I felt like, because I don't know if you saw this, but when I first started, I feel like we were, when we first started, because yeah. Emily was tech we were there and social. Together. And, but you were facing this way, but it was like, you know, we had our core audience. But then when I found myself, I was like, you're so dropped in. You're so in the flow. It went very different than I, we'll talk about this too, how yes, I had did. Kind of dropped in my own preparation. I have a very different way of prepping. But then it was like a sea of the people from the outside started just coming in and standing in the back. And it was like this
aura. Because they could hear.
Because I really found like I was like dropping in and owning even the shake, even the nerves. I just let myself be with it. And it was like, it was so incredible to just to be so present with myself in something that I've been wanting to do for so long in this way. And you just feel like you can fucking fly after. Like you're like, okay, what else, honey? Let's keep rolling with this, because then you realize you are unstoppable.
Yeah.
You're unstoppable.
Yes. Well, okay. So let's go deeper into your prep, because the people want to know how you get ready to work out, how you get ready for things like this. And you do not have a traditional way of preparing, of which when I say traditional, like writing out notes, studying, doing it verbatim in front of people. Like you obviously have your Melissa Flow way of doing things. So share and maybe some of the things you
that helped me stay
today.
Calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I consumed some things to stay calm. I have all of them to show you. So for me, I have learned, even with that feeling of like, what if I'm not prepared? Or what if I didn't get myself ready enough? I've learned to like tune out that noise and to focus on getting really, really grounded. And this is so important because I feel like a lot of people are always in preparation of something, in preparation for their bikini body, in preparation for their wedding, in preparation for that vacation. I have learned through this way of life, I don't get ready for things, I stay ready. And a big shout out to my sister, Laura Wood, who said this recently, her son is training to be a boxer. And I asked her, I said, oh, is he getting ready for his fight? And she said, honey, he doesn't get ready. He stays ready. And I was like, oh, that is like my, that is it. That's it. Like
your soul nephew.
My soul nephew. I know. Keep going, Connor. I see you. You won your first fight, because he dropped into himself. And I said, meditate before. Don't worry about as much as like the physical of doing everything. Like get so incredibly grounded in your knowing of your own magic. Like, it's taken me a while to get comfortable to say this, but like my genius is my intuitive magic. And it's grounding in it, not rehearsing. Like, I didn't rehearse. Like, I ran through things. Yeah. So,
but some people verbatim rehearse, and that's right, not your way.
That's not my way, because then I feel like it has to be this way, and that blocks me from my gift of letting things flow. So first and foremost, like for instance, when this opportunity came to us, it was an immediate hell yes. And that's the wave that I have to ride off. Like if I'm like, I don't know, I'm not sure. Let me tell you, if it's a maybe, it's a no.
I totally agree.
Yeah. It has to be a no.
You want to feel super passionate about it. Otherwise, you're wasting time.
You're wasting time. And then you're pleasing people. And we don't have time for that anymore at all. So first and foremost, it's like get clear on the answer. And then I sat with you and with Dylan. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? I think, was it just the three of us?
Yeah.
Because less is more without too many opinions. And
we went through, okay, what am I feeling called to share? And for me, it's finding your real and stepping into your power. Like, to me, that is what MWH is. It's to reveal your own power to yourself. Sure, the workouts, the meditations, the recipes are amazing, but it's to help you step into your own strength. So we started there and then we built out, okay, what's the art? Mm-hmm. And for me, it was like, I want to be honest that this scares the shit out of me. Sometimes that just breaks the ice and it helps you just...
It's relatable.
Yeah, and feel like you're human because we're human. And even no matter what someone's success is, I think when you pretend that you're not nervous, like I still get nervous for every single event in class I teach. It's excited, nervous excited, energy. Nervous. Yeah, yes. Because it's different, different people. So we create the arc. For me, it was like the intro, like how do I want to start? The building blocks without going step by step by step to getting to that point. And that point for me is like how I got from that girl who's transformed mm-hmm. to this woman. That was the climax. And then I want to bring it full circle and wrap it up and conclude that we're all entirely up to ourselves. When we stay so committed to taking care of ourselves and dropping in, healing these wounds, we have so many new ones come out, just really nourishing ourselves from the inside out, we can do anything that we want to call in and bring into our lives. And I knew that was where I wanted to take it and to just end it with like, you get to choose. So like, what will you choose? And it like throws the ball back in everyone's court to know that it's up to
everyone them. Has to take action after hearing that. And I think that's so powerful.
I'm so happy.
It is so good.
Let's bring it back just to how I ground into feeling more than ready to go. I'm very careful the weeks leading up. How many things I'm saying yes to. Like I had to, unfortunately, decline a few events, dinners, the things. Like I love being social, but when you're doing something that's new and makes you feel a certain way, I gave myself so much space. I got a massage. I one massage during the week, Epsom salt baths, dry brush, lymphatic drainage, LED light. Yes, the list goes on, but like I took such good care of myself. The second I put my kids down, less time on social media and posting and scrolling and just more here. Like I gave myself all of the gifts that make me show up as my most aligned, vibrant self. And then like the supplement game, I also meditate twice a day. So I meditate in the morning. I strive for that 20 minutes. At night, it's more like 10. Sometimes it goes deeper, but just to bring that essence of owning my voice, reminding myself of who I am, why I'm here, into sleep and into your dreams and into your reality is so important. And then I have a few supplements.
Let's talk about these.
Yes, because I... Because
a lot of this was new to me. Melissa's always teaching me things.
Yeah, I mean...
She's like, try this. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Array Calm is like...
Yeah,
we love Array. OG Array. You have been a part of my regimen for so long. I love the bloat as well. But the Calm is something I actually take pretty regularly. When I'm feeling a heightened wave of emotions or anxiety, like this helps so much. And taking a calming supplement with magnesium is amazing, especially in the morning if you're having caffeine. So this is incredible. I took this today. And then we did some Beekeeper's Brain Fuel just to, like, you just feel a little sharp. Like, it just, like, makes you feel sharp and energized and ready. It's just like a little royal jelly with ginkgo biloba in a little, like it's like a little shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are new in my routine. I've been taking these for about 3 weeks. Neuromints, and these are calm and clarity, really great for relaxing the brain. But they're mints, and they have L-theanine, GABA, all of the things, and vitamin D3 that just help relax you. And they're like two mints. I took. So cute.
2 in the morning and then 2 right before. And then I just bought this today at another shout out.
Yeah.
Sun Life Organic.
Best time.
Yes. Wonder Calm. These are mushroom gummies and these have ashwagandha, L-theanine, again, rhodiola and reishi. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. They were tasty too.
I feel like they really...
Peach flavored.
They really calmed me almost to the point when we got there, I was like, I'm so calm. And it was they were delayed. We got there an hour early, then we did an extra 30 minutes, which happens. And you have to be flexible. You got to mm-hmm. learn to roll with things. Welcome to the world of like events and technology. Like things happen. So I was like, I actually need a matcha. Like I felt like I needed to pick my energy up a little bit. So we had a bite to eat. We got a little sun. And then I went back up in the holding room by myself and I played the song Unstoppable. And I just like vibed out by myself and like hyped myself up. And then I went into like Kundalini. Erica on our platform has incredible Kundalini meditations. And I dropped in, I tuned in with my Adi mantra, did a little inhale, exhale, nasal breathing. And then I was ready to fucking go.
And we were ready for you.
Ready.
Perfect timing.
Was that it? That's it.
Amazing.
That was my situation today.
Yeah. Good little vibe.
I'm unstoppable. Oh, wait. And then that was my song when I came out.
Yes.
Do you like that? I almost sang.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if there was one gift I wish I was given, it would be like a singer, performer. I mean, the performer.
You're performing in a different way.
Performing in a different way. But like, there's just something about, ooh, the way you can own the stage. And I'm owning it in a different way now. But about singing. Yeah, and I started to sing, but then it was a joke. And
no,
laughed.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
Wait, how was it for you? What else, Em? Tell us. Like you
honestly, it was incredible. I feel like I was seeing you like live out your dream in real time. But also I'm like, this is what I see. Like, it was almost just like this, duh, of course. You know, there was a panel before. I was getting ready to get all the cameras set up and it was fine. You know, they're learning, they're sharing information. And I'm like, wait till this room sees Melissa walk in and just explode the energy in this space. It was just so clear. And because it's moments like those where you're like, oh, how have we ever doubted anything? Not that I have, but for you, there should be zero doubt because you walk into these spaces and your just energy just explodes in the room. And I feel like everyone felt that there was this like spiritual, religious energy from you speaking. And it was just so powerful and special. And you were so in tune with your story. You nailed all the points that you had talked about that you wanted to hit.
But a different
but
way.
In a different way.
It was a different
exactly.
map.
Exactly. But that's the beauty of the way that you prep. And that's the beauty of the way that you allow yourself to share. Because you know what you want to say, but you allow those moments to guide you in real time. So that you can get it all out in the way that makes sense for that moment. So every time you step on a stage, even if the story is similar, it's never going to sound the same. And that's actually very unique. Not a lot of speakers, comedians, motivators, they might have a show and they go to every city and it's verbatim exactly the same. Someone could probably come see you in multiple cities and have a new experience every single time. So let's go.
Thank you.
We're going on tour.
We are. We will. We will.
Yes.
Thank you. I have been a lover of Osea's products for as long as I can remember. They have been making seaweed-infused products that are not only safe for your skin, but are also safe for the planet for over 27 years. They're clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and taking care of your skin. I'm just going to list off a few of the products that I absolutely love. Their sea mineral mist is like the perfect touch to spraying on your skin and keeping your face like really dewy and hydrated before you do your makeup. And then I also, at the end of my makeup, spray my face with this mist. I keep it in my bag. It's the perfect little boost to your day, especially if you get your makeup done and your makeup starts to kind of cake on your skin because
Sometimes makeup artists use a lot more products than you do yourself. And it's just like the perfect way to look good in person and on camera and on videos. Their Hyaluronic C Serum is incredible. This is an anti-aging serum. It's great for all skin types. It's fragrance-free and it soothes and hydrates your skin and keeps your skin like really glowy. If there's anything I can suggest for just women in general, especially women in their teens, their 20s, their 30s, it's to not neglect your body and your body care. I think there's so much focus and emphasis on taking care of your face and your skin, but we neglect our bodies. Their Undaria Collagen Body Lotion, it has this lightweight feel and it just gives your skin this bright, healthy glow in an instant. Every product that you try by Osea is just like top notch, top quality. And if you and your body need a boost of hydration and you're looking for healthy skin with clean vegan body care, Osea has you covered. Right now, they're offering a special discount for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MWH10 at oseamalibu.com. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code MWH10 for 10% off. And you'll get free samples. I shamelessly just love a sample with every order and free shipping on orders over $60.
Okay, should we talk about like
what it's like to work with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Like tell everyone the stuff that people want to know.
I know.
Come on, Em.
I feel like talking about the way that you were prepping and leading up to this is a perfect example of, first of all, you always have your routines, but they like ebb and flow in the way they're heightened and then just normalized over time. And so there are these certain moments where it's like scale back on social, but amp up on personal and preparedness to feel really functionally ready for these things. But all of those habits are always there and available to you at all times. But how does that show up at work? I mean, the crazy thing is, it's like you built this business and now you're like, oh my God, I have like a corporate business. So you have to like show up every day. Well, it's different.
It felt like that for me. It was like 2023 was the year of actually feeling like it was this corporate thing that felt, there were things that felt wrong. And yeah, there were things that felt overly structured and overly, and I felt like I was slowly starting to lose the beauty of what started this
all.
Well,
the business grew so fast. Like overnight, you went from 3 to 5 employees to having 20 people working for you and for this brand. And so we outgrew the space that we were in. Mm. So we were mostly remote, honestly, for about a year, maybe over a year. We were mostly remote, which, listen, we all learned during the pandemic, you make it work. And we did some amazing things. But in the fall of last year, we got into our new space where we all can comfortably fit and collaborate. And I think that has been a turning point, not only for the business, but for you to be together.
I'm so happy we're talking about this because I do think hybrid culture, and I'm going to just speak from experience. I'm not going to say everyone has to do this. But for me, like I work in a very specific way, right? Like
yes,
most people who are CEOs wake up, check their emails, clear their inbox. Like I actually cannot function like that. Of course, you respond to an occasional email. But for me to sit at a desk and just chip away at like responding, that is actually going to just, I mean, it's like throwing cement on like my magic. Like it's just like, it's debilitating for me. So my day, I've learned through listening. And that was one of the first things Alex Baer, our COO, asked me when she started was, how would you like your day to be? Like, how would you like your morning? And I was like, oh my God, I would love to have no meetings until 1.
Yeah.
And just having that creative space has been so incredible for me to just let things into, I mean, that is how the 10-minute challenge, the 10 minutes a day of movement came to life.
Yeah.
Because I was walking on the street. I ended up walking with a member who was a former member.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, like, I loved the workouts. I did them during COVID and they made me feel the best I've ever felt. And I was like, can I ask you a question? Are you still doing them today? And she's like, no, I'm not. Like, I just don't have time. And I was like, okay. In that moment, I got such a clear download of, let me help you find your way back with just 10 minutes a day. 1 week of 10 minutes a day. And like, it's been, I think, one of the most
super popular.
Popular
Everyone's
things.
Loving it.
Right. Because it was just this clear, intuitive download. And it wasn't this thing that we had to put on a strategy board. It's like I was living in the flow. And then even having you today say like, okay, maybe we should bring even more flexibility into mm-hmm. when we're in the office. So right now, currently, Monday and Friday, the team is remote. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're in person. And what I've learned from having starting an in-person business and then learning to be remote and then combining this hybrid culture is that connection and collaboration with your team is essential.
I totally agree.
And like you just feed off of each other and it just creates this beautiful company culture of togetherness and doing this thing. Like I don't do this alone. Like we all have to work together. Like even with the I felt like we were running the business. It was like the production team and the creative team. No, no. We are one team.
We're all one team.
Or we got to ride together.
Well, you said this to me earlier, which I thought was very poignant and was such a just great reflection of you seeing yourself and then being able to apply that to the way we operate, which is that you need that flexibility in your schedule, right? You need the mornings to be creative, to do the things that this platform is built on. And then you come into the office in the afternoon and that's collaboration time. And the way that that's passed off to the team is, okay, 2 days a week, you have your work from home time so you can focus, you can manage your schedules for what works for you. And then for 3 days a week, we come in and we do it together. And I think it's worked out really, really well for people. Like
you
I
do.
Feel, yes, I think people are, I love to be in person. I feel like I see so much joy in people when we're in the office and we're all so excited and feeding off of the energy. But then there's that, oh my gosh, I need my time to just get my work done. And everyone's like, I'm ready for my Monday or my Friday. I have my to-do list. I'm ready to rock. And we're just kind of always being able to renew and regenerate. And I think that's been a really positive working environment. So go us.
I mean, it makes me really happy because it's like, I can't be the only one living in the flow. Like we all collectively have to be in a flow state because when you're not, you feel it.
Yeah. Okay. So you founded this business. You are a leader, a guider, a meditator, a mover, all of these things. And now you're a CEO, but you weren't sure that's what you wanted all along to be able to do the wellness and do the business side. And especially as you grew, people, you've told me this, have told you, get a CEO. You need to have someone to lead this business, to be the top head honcho at this business. And you hesitated for a long time, even though the business was growing. And then over time, you've actually kind of, I think, really stepped into the business side in a much bigger way. And from my observation, loving it, succeeding at it. So talk more about how you got there.
This one was definitely, I think I was asking around a lot to a lot of mentors, successful people, and just people that I admire and am inspired by. And it was definitely like a 50-50 of people saying, you 100% need a CEO. Like you're the creative, you need to stay in that lane. And then people being like, you are the heart, you are the soul, don't lose the pulse. So instead of listening, and I always say this, like when you're in a place of uncertainty and just no clarity, you have to get quiet with yourself. So I decided to just stop asking. And I really paid close attention to the things that like really lit me up with what I do and the things that I felt really drained me. I started working with an executive coach, and that helped me really get clear with the fact that I actually love being the boss. And it's not the egotistical end of being the boss. It's the element of really being a part of what we're all building together.
Well, it's true ownership.
Taking true ownership and knowing what Samara's working on, knowing what Sam is working on, knowing what Ollie's working, like just knowing what my team is doing and not in a micromanaging kind of way. I have a history of micromanaging. It's honestly something that was embedded in me at a very young age. It is so draining and exhausting. I feel like I am learning. I don't want to micromanage. I want to really have a pulse on every single sector of my business. And I do. I can tell you the in-depth of the finances. I can tell you everything about our tech, what we're building there, operations, marketing, our creative, what we're editing. Like, I love it. I love being a part of it and working with everyone. And it's been such an incredible awakening of knowing that I want to wear the hat of the CEO. I want to wear the hat of the head creator. I want to wear the hat of the podcast host. I want to wear the hat of the motivational speaker. And I like it. That brings me joy. Like, I get bored very easy, definitely undiagnosed ADHD over here, and just learning about myself in that way.
Yeah, it's so inspiring because people think a CEO has to look a certain way and has to be a person who went to college, who right. went to graduate school, who worked at big companies, who did all these things. And you're showing that, no, it doesn't have to be that way. And you've been learning along the way. You learn from your team just as much as you teach us. And I think that is also what makes you such a powerful leader is you always say, you're like, I didn't know what EBITDA meant.
No, I can tell you now. Yeah. I didn't know what that
exactly.
meant.
Exactly. And, you know.
I didn't know what CFO meant. I'm being honest.
Exactly. And I think
that's okay.
I didn't
know what LTV meant.
But that doesn't mean you can't be a CEO. And I think that is just such a crucial thing to teach people, especially along the lines of you get to choose. You can be whatever you want to be.
You can. And I think too, like when you're a founder and you build something from the ground up, what I've seen happen with a lot of businesses is like you go like this and you give over complete control, which by the way, who knows, that could happen one day. And then things can go south real quick, right? Like people are spending more money than that's coming in. What happens? That's how you go out of business. I am very on top of the P&L. I pay attention. I'm always adjusting things. I'm cutting things and just staying very clearly in the know of where we are financially.
Oh yeah. We're scrappy.
Very.
I think.
Of course. I mean, so, that's also like my grit though. Like I don't want to lose sight of that. It's like, sure, I could spend more on that, but like, how could we go about this in a way that we don't have to do that, but it can still be incredible quality.
Like 10 minutes a day.
Like 10 minutes a day.
Oh, this is yours because I didn't want to spill. No, I didn't drink
No, do you like that I've been going like this and it stays?
That is such an example of the way she lives on the edge and the anxiety I get of that.
I am such a little
like
on the edge.
If there, leader. If this was like sitting like here, I'd be like.
I mean, the team is like, if we do that thing, it's a little controversial. I'm like, perfect. I'm like, I love a little, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
And when something
you
to
get
talk
fired
about.
Up, the people get fired up with
yes.
you.
Yes. Stop walking around like we're dead. Like, let's bring some life into everything that we do.
We will all die one day, but it ain't going to be today.
It ain't. No, we will be damned. I mean, we just need to, just like I said in the talk today, if you don't love what you do, learn to bring more love to what you do and watch what happens, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like we have to give the example of... We're coming back to Sun Life Organic, you guys. This is not an ad, but we love you. We love Brad, the manager yeah. in Austin. He came up to Em and I, was so vibrant, hot.
Oh, okay.
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller.
Let's see who it is.
Hello. Hi, Damon. How's it going? We're good.
We are
What's up?
Living. I feel like people want to
Yes, the AC is blasting cold air. We were hot earlier, okay, but we are better
in
now.
Austin is one of the best hotels I've ever seen.
Yeah, we love it here.
Love it.
All right, we're in the middle of something, so I've got to go, but we're nice and cold.
Well, we love you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
The service in this hotel and just like everything's impeccable.
Yeah, I feel like we've been having
a
really great experience
overall. Very well, yes. Okay, wait. So Brad from Sun Life came up to us. He's like, hi, I need to introduce myself. He had no idea who we were.
Yeah.
He just
was like, oh, I heard you're going to be at the event. We're going to be at the event as well.
And then he was like, who are you? We had this beautiful conversation and his energy was so alive and vibrant.
He should have been.
I said to him, I was like, you are a motivational speaker. Like,
he was asking incredible interview questions. Don't worry, I have footage.
Emily got it all because she has not missed a fucking beat on this trip. I'll keep going. So he was this, and it's like attracts like. Just the way that he was, I'm like, that is going to bring so much abundance into his life. And it clearly has because he was fully abundant. And then on our flight here,
our flight attendant was honestly awful. I'm going to have a moment right now.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
We're going to let this flight attendant go. We are done with this.
No, but I want to tell people.
Yeah. But like, we're going to tell them and then we are going to wash this away.
We are. But I feel like the lesson is the flight attendant was awful, horrible energy. But I'm just like, what is that attracting in her life? Horrible energy. What you give is what you get.
Oh,
in
yes.
Every aspect of your life. And I won't talk about it again, but like, I feel like we had to do it here, you know?
Yeah, in every format.
Every single format. Okay, Emily.
Oh, gosh.
I want you to keep it 100 on what it's like working with me. No, share all the stuff.
I mean, I feel like we've touched upon a few things, which is the first thing is this woman lives in the flow, if you didn't know that already. Okay? So you got to go with the flow. And being a business person, that is hard. Okay? You have a schedule. Everybody at this company is like, when do you work? You are always in meetings. I'm like, I am an octopus, as you can see by today. I figure it out. But needless to say, it's when she's around, I like have a third eye on her. I'm like, where is she going? What does she need? I'm in this meeting. She needs me over there because that is what the business calls for. And that's what working with you is like. And I feel like the team does know that and recognize. And you'll do one flow and then you'll want to film another class and then you want to film a meditation. And then you have a meeting where you're like, I don't want to meet about that today. I want to meet tomorrow.
But explain that because now we have in our office,
our studio.
We have the studio and I can film the workouts. And then we have the space for the podcast.
Which is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. There's the whole workout corner, the beautiful podcast corner, her office. Everyone has their desk. We have our kitchen where Dylan blends her smoothies. And it's all happening. And we're not on top of each other smothering one another. It's
and
amazing.
By the way, I do have to say this because when you were like, when we got into the office, wasn't it great? I was actually so overwhelmed by it at first.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I was like,
well,
it's
hello.
So big. It's expensive.
It's big and you started in your living room.
Yeah. Like I was just like, what did I do? Like I got really nervous and felt completely, I mean, you saw, I didn't even film a flow for how long?
Well, it's like moving into a new home.
It
feels sterile and you're like, do I live here yet?
Or do I like it?
And you wake up and you're like, where am I?
Right.
And I feel like that was happening to you for a little bit.
It for a while.
Yeah.
But it's completely lifted. And now I'll come in and I'm like, I'm going to film a flow before this meeting. And it's just so, and then I like have a shower and I like take a shower in my bathroom. Are you kidding me? And then I'll be like, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm like really in it right now. Like I feel a walking meditation moving through me. And they're like, okay, we'll move the 2 to the 3 and the 3 to the 4 and
yeah,
the 4
the
to the 5.
Yeah, the schedule, the Google Cal is like a guide for her. You know, for the rest of us, we're like, we have a 2, we have a 3, we have a 4:30, and I can pee at 5:15.
I could never work for anyone.
And no.
It never worked.
No.
I was not a good employee because I'm just like living on my own. It's like
so
flying by the
to,
seat.
So we have like I said, go with the flow. So that's thing number one. I think that is important.
Can you share from the marketing and the creative perspective just because I think the element in which I'm
freaking involved.
Up in there.
Oh,
I love it.
We don't do anything without you. I mean, honestly, though, it actually wouldn't make sense if we did it without you, because there are so many times where we're like, okay, we have this big idea. We want to bring it to you to say, hey, do you think this type of thing could work? This type of program, this type of event, this type of anything, this podcast concept. And you'll have an immediate reaction. First of all, you are very instinctual. So you'll know right away, yes or no, or tell me more. And then it's the conversation that we have with you that breeds what it becomes. And
true.
You know, I'm frantically taking notes. Yes. And because it's her voice and her passion. And quite frankly, anytime we go a little bit too far and somehow got disconnected from you, it doesn't work.
No. And I'm pretty good at calling it out.
So in it with like every word, every program, every image, every vibe, you are up in there. And we wouldn't have it any other way.
I mean, I love it. And once again, it's not to micromanage the process. It's to be a part of it. Like, I'm the brand.
100%. And we're always like, there will be times where you're busy. You're traveling. You have meetings. You have events. You have family things, whatever.
And
we're
like, I can't even imagine the Slack right now.
We didn't see. Yeah, don't look at that. It's weekend now.
Should I not respond? Well, I feel like I should because people need to know for Monday.
I think you can respond on Monday or like Sunday.
Sunday night.
Weekend Slacks from the CEO are scary.
Okay, I won't scare anyone.
But you're like, because then you feel like you have to respond and we need to respect personal space.
Do I text you guys on the weekend?
No. Oh my gosh.
Really respect space and time.
But what I was going to say is that sometimes you are very involved, but a week or two can go by and we're like, oh my God, we haven't even had a chance to sit with you on this thing. And it's like run away from us. And I'm like, we need that time with you because you are so creative and intuitive and you know exactly what's going to work because it comes from inside of you. You are the lead creator. So we need to, I'm like, I need time. We need to sit with her. I need her to just talk. And that's literally what we do. I'm like, just say more things. How does that make you feel? Where do you want to go with that? And we're just like all vibing and getting all that information. And that's what breeds the platform and breeds all the content and all the programming. And it's so freaking amazing. Okay.
Fine, I need to make sure it didn't turn off. Because this is really good and I'm obsessed with this episode.
Okay.
By the way, you're meant to have a mic in your hand too.
Hell yeah.
Are we still recording?
We're still rolling.
Way over 30 minutes. Okay. I was holding this again because it's giving me anxiety. Keep it together. I'm also a 1 on the Enneagram, for those of you that don't know, which is a strict perfectionist.
And I'm an 8 active controller.
So we're pretty hardcore together.
Yeah. We really are.
Yeah.
Everything is like, we deliver to excellence.
We're really intense.
We are.
But we're also really fun.
Really fun.
So it's fine. Okay, the third and final thing I'll say. So work in the flow, you're super involved, and you're all about energy. And I feel like, again, this is why I think it's so important to share that a business and a CEO can be many different things. Because where do you go to work where you're like, yeah, so you're going to come in and the boss works in the flow. She wants a certain energy in the space. She's going to come. She's going to have a lot of opinions, but then she can disappear. Then she's going to come back. And you're like, okay, so what do I do with that? But you know what? We make it work. And it's just, you always have an energy about you, whether that's a high, whether that's a low, whether that's a focus, whether that's a drive. And it is so important that we meet you there to evolve with you and with that energy. Because when the energy clashes is when there's like just a disruption in our flow.
And you feel it. You always really feel it.
For sure. No, we know.
Yeah, because I can be moody.
And that's when it's like, okay, give her some space. Maybe today's not the day for that meeting. Maybe don't ask that thing on Slack.
Yes, it's true.
And so that awareness of your energy and then the team being able to meet that energy, I feel like it's something we need to talk about more.
I agree. And I love that. I feel like that was a big discovery of having you travel with me for the first time.
It's been so fun.
It's been so fun. We actually are going to a dinner tonight with Snapchat.
I feel like we're actually right on time.
And we're going to change.
We're crushing
it. And we're thinking we want to go out.
We might go out.
We're going out.
So
just like a speakeasy, like
I'm in.
Even they say here.
Oh, yeah.
Like this is the spot.
This is the spot. So
we'll just like pop in. It's a little small though, but we'll swallow that room.
Yeah.
Our energy will just be like.
They'll be like, those girls are drunk. We're like, no, no, high on life, baby.
Okay, I feel like we have to end this with, are there any other questions that you guys have when it comes to the business? We have to do a part two.
Yes, I love this idea.
Diving in even deeper.
Yes, send us your questions.
And maybe even having some other members of the team on to just talk about all things.
Yeah, our team's fun. We have a really good team.
We have an amazing team.
Yes, we love our team.
Talented, hardworking. Hardworking, heart leaders.
Yes,
like passionate. Caring, passionate, and very dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we did it.
We crushed it. It's full trips.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. We have a special offer for our Move with Heart listeners. When you join MWH as a new member, you will receive an entire month, that's 30 days for free. And this is in addition to our 7-day free trial. All you have to do is head to melissawoodhelp.com and use code MOVEWITHHEART. At MWH, we believe this practice is not just about building this body you desire. This work is about building a better, stronger relationship with yourself. And that is why we offer everything from movement, meditation, and nutrition to help you not only look, but most importantly, feel your best. Follow me on Instagram at Melissa Wood Tepperberg and MWH at Melissa Wood Health. Tune in for an all-new episode next week, and I cannot wait to see you all on the mat.